This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
This was like the week of the most shootings in a day or something like that. It's really sad. And I start off with that because we want to pray for the victims. That's what people say. They go, I want to pray for the victims. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that that does anything. Just throwing that one out there. Like, it's like, I'm not against the whole praying for the victims thing, mm-hmm. but I just want to know, and this isn't a gun control thing. Like, I got to tell you, I'm all pro gun when you're living in Vermont and there's a bear coming at you. Mm-hmm. I really want a gun in that scenario. Like, sure. I envision myself in the wilderness. And, right. Like,
you don't want a bear whistle? Come on, a bear whistle.
Yeah, none of that. So, like, I have this understanding of where there could be a place where it would be a real bummer to not have at least, like, a taser.
I can think of a few situations.
Right? That's all I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know that I need a gun when I go to the supermarket, but mm-hmm. that's a different story. Like, they've already killed the meat, so yeah. It's not
or like a school.
Well, that's different, but like at the supermarket, and I agree with you, Lauren, like, you don't need to hunt the dead animals. They're already dead.
They're skinned.
What's your vision? But that's not really where my question is, and this is a serious question I'm just posing, and if you know about the Leapcast, you'll know that I hate asking open-ended questions. I do, where there's no answers. But I can't figure this one out. I'm like stumped, and I feel like one of the reasons I do this is that it's my therapy outlet. Like, I just say what I want to say. I feel better about myself after.
And how does that make you feel?
Well, that's what I want to tell you. So I'm going to tell you my question, and I'm going to tell you how it makes me feel. I want to know where you're safe. That's all I want to know. Like, I used to think that you can go, like, live on a farm somewhere, mm-hmm. and they don't blow people up at farms. Like, after 9/11, I was, like, really big into, like, I don't want to be in a city right now. They mm-hmm. like, kill people there. Mm-hmm. And so,
yes.
Like,
I was in Michigan. I was very happy to be in Michigan during 9/11. I really was. I was petrified.
You were far away from the city.
Yeah, I felt like, why would a terrorist go to Michigan? Right. I was like, New York, now that's scary. London, right. That's scary. DC, scary.
Yeah.
Boston, that was scary.
This week, Lauren, in California, they shot people on a farm. So if you're shooting at farms now, like, yep. I felt like a farm was like a safe place. Like, mm-hmm. you got chickens. Like,
what the people in the farm.
Yeah. Well, I think the chickens definitely don't find it safe. But for the farmers, like, I watch Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. And I get why in the 1800s, totally not safe when you have ranch wars. But I was thinking with, like, I don't know, drones and people to be able to monitor and security. I was thinking now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there still is the Western. Maybe there's a new Western going on. But I was thinking if I was to go get a farm in Montana right now, my neighboring ranch wasn't going to come attack me and try and steal part of my farm or graze on my stuff, and I was going to have to fight them off.
I think that time has passed.
Well, I thought that. But then in California this week, there was shooting on the farm.
It's true.
So my open-ended question, which I don't like, and it's just something for you to think about, mm-hmm. is I want to know, like, I have this vision, and Alex, you probably do too. I'm overwhelmed a lot. And, like, I like trying to escape. I decompress, and I go to myself, where, Lauren, can I decompress? Like, Lauren and I were talking about this ChatGPT all week, and we were saying that what do we do when our jobs are taken, already passed the bar exam. And what do we do when our jobs are taken from this? And we were like, hey.
Okay, so my newest goal in life when all this takes over, I'm going to open water skiing in an island.
No, it doesn't have to be an island. It has to be waterfront.
Yeah, just waterfront.
Yeah, we clarified because we don't know if we want it to be Central America, South America, an island. We haven't done enough investigation.
Okay.
But we want it to be light blue water.
Okay.
And we want it to be warm.
Perfect.
We want them to have mojitos.
We need an activity.
Yeah, an activity.
Are you going out?
Are you going to hire me to work there?
No, you're going
to
be a partner.
Chill with us. Maybe banana boating. You could be in charge of that.
So in. I'll bartend. I'll do
that. That's going to be on her. Our bio, director of banana boating.
Period. That's it. I don't even need ChatGPT to write it for me.
No, you don't need any brains. You need to be happy and live and do an activity.
But my question is, and this is what I want to know, am I safe there from gun violence?
I can tell you that you're not safe from asteroids because, did you see that?
Well, tell me, because now I'm scared.
South America, like there was an asteroid that came within like 2,000 miles of South America.
South America.
Like, yeah.
So Central, we might be good.
Central, you might be good, but I don't know. You should hesitate
before going
to South America.
Something coming into the atmosphere. I think I can't plan for that.
You cannot plan for that. But when I saw that, it freaked me out. I had an existential crisis.
Yeah.
Sharks sometimes freak me out too.
Also, a problem. No, the alligators, Lauren, when we're in Mexico and
very valid.
You're walking on the street in Cancun, you're walking back. They have a sign, no fence. They have a sign.
No
beware
fence.
Of alligators.
Yeah, and no thanks. Like, yeah, I don't want to have to beware of them.
I never wanted to beware of an alligator. Like, what does one do with no gun? If like, I got to tell you, if I lived in Cancun, I'd be walking around with a gun at all times.
Many people do. Yeah.
No, but they do it from physical violence.
I go up on the beach on tourists and try to kill people.
I'm not looking to worry about those people so much, although maybe I should be. If I'm going home from the restaurant and the alligator starts lunging at me, that fucker is getting popped. And it's not that I want to kill animals. I wish the alligator the best of life.
It's only when it comes at you.
That's very fair.
Yeah, like I'm not going to go in an alligator blind and start shooting them. Like that's not something I'm going to do.
Right.
I just want to like get home to my bed.
But I know what you mean. It's really hard to feel safe anywhere. For me, the one that disturbed me the most was the dance studio. There was a shooting at a dance studio.
Oh, I did not know that.
And it's like, that's a safe place for me and for all artists who, you know, you think you're going there just to do what you love. Like, it's the last place in the world you can imagine somebody wanting to shoot, you know, to kill people. But that is what happened.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
so
it
that's
is
what I'm,
scary.
That's
really
what I'm trying
is.
To make sense of, is that for one moment, I understood the Western shootings. I got that.
Mm-hmm. Yellowstone, thank you.
And I'm sad to say I kind of get the school shootings. I'm sad to say it. Mm-hmm. And I get it because there's usually some kid that's been ostracized. Usually, not always. There's other types of shootings. But there's usually some kid that has problems, wasn't addressed, was bullied, harassment, and they snap.
Right. Logically, you can understand how something like that might happen.
I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with the security. It freaks me out. I have kids
it's
in
terrible.
School. It's terrible.
Awful, yeah.
But I don't get, to our two examples, the farm shooting. Mm-hmm. I don't get where you're like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, there's corn. Let's go shoot people in the corn mazes. I don't get that. I don't get in dance either. Like, you're expressing yourself. You're bringing positive energy. You're letting loose. What? I don't understand the concert shootings. I don't get that one either. Like,
it's like there's no safe spaces.
Yeah.
Anymore.
So what I want to know, though, is because I'm planning my exit. That's where I'm at right now.
When brains are no longer valued.
Well, I've learned that I'm like delicate. I can't do manual labor. So like what?
Yeah. Well, you're going to need to either have really good, like you're strong. You can do physical things.
And you also need calluses on your hands, which is bad.
Sure. Yeah. Like what can we do that ChatGPT can't do? What's the
brainstorm
here?
You could cut hair.
Okay.
You could do nails.
Yes.
You could put on roofs.
You can dance.
You can dance. Mm-hmm. You can do anything entertainment. But although, I don't know, I saw there's a lot of AI apps now that are entertaining. You can put in what you want and they create avatars.
Oh my God. They're not
even cartoon avatars.
They look like people.
They look like real people. And you can choose what kind of person.
So basically you could dance, but you can only do live dancing.
Yeah.
Because if it's going to be digitized, they can make this, you can have a whole video. There's a program that Lauren and I were looking at and it's just wild if you haven't seen this thing. And there's this program and you put in your information, Lauren, right? It's called Synthesia.io. SYNTHESIA.io. Oh. And you put in all the information and it makes people like things. Act it out in a commercial for you.
Yeah. That's, and then you can use like chat.
So actors are out of a job.
Oh,
out of
actors a job. Are completely out of a job.
And dancers that do it on the screen.
Well, listen to this. There's a show on Netflix now that it's a dance competition show.
Okay.
But the way that they're doing it is that they're like, instead of actual physical dancers, they put them in those green screen suits.
Okay.
And they turn them into monsters, like yep. kind of like weird uh-huh. humanoid type of creatures and aliens and stuff. And they project them and the judges watch their avatars instead of watching the physical people oh. dance. I'm blanking on the name right now, but an old friend of mine won the show.
Oh,
but
wow.
You're not physically there, so it must be a weird feeling because it's basically a computerized image that's not really you doing the moves that you were doing in some studio somewhere. So we're getting like more remote, you know?
Yeah.
If we're going to do that, and I'm going to give up. Like, I feel like, no, like, I could be very happy. I think Alex and I were talking about earlier, Lauren. I don't know if you heard us. I was saying that in some senses in life, when you look at achievement, you go, wow, look at these most successful people in the world. I want to be like them. I want to change the world. Mm-hmm. And I had a moment, and I remembered in my master's program where, like, I was, like, depressed that I wasn't, like, doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, Michael Dell was one of the people then. I remember being like, I could do stuff like that. Like, I just, mm-hmm. maybe I was self-involved, but self-important, but I was like, I wanted to do it. And then as I got older, I got to a point where, I don't really care. And now I think I'm at a point where I'm like, it would be really cool to be the guy that gets paid for a half an hour to drive the ski boat.
Yeah.
And like, And like, I'm kind of into that.
Being around fun and positive energy.
And to our point though, is I think the avatars are coming on digital. They're coming for your brain. And I actually believe the robotics. Like mm-hmm. if you've seen Boston Dynamics, what they're doing with robots, mm-hmm. I think they're going to be able to do your plumbing for you too.
I'm sure.
The street work. But I don't think a human who's going on a vacation to get entertained is going to want to deal, I'm just guessing this, with the robot to go on the ski lesson. Right. I think they're going to want to have that human contact of that like nonsense.
People like human interaction.
Yeah, like cocktails and dreams. Like we need to have cocktails and dreams. Yeah. And so I envision that as one future, like kind of like the opposite, like let's go Flintstone.
Yeah, let's go back to basics.
Back to basics as the option, like pure raw, like kind of like the raw vegan thing.
This is a tech-free zone.
Yeah, tech-free zone, like none of that allowed.
So the real estate zoning is going to change and it's going to be like, okay, this area in this city is going to be tech free.
The whole city.
Yeah.
And I envision that.
No internet.
That's going to be weird when the AI gets conscious because it's going to be like we're like discriminating against them. We're not letting them into
discrimination with that.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what is that at least discrimination is letting up in a way today. I don't know if you saw this. The FDA published, I am very proud to hear that they published, I am finally like not embarrassed by our country anymore, proposed guidance to allow gay men to donate blood. And we're in the comment period today.
Finally.
And well, how we were still having, time. Yeah, right? Stereotypes from my youth of
the 80s
of the AIDS crisis where they have the gay man's health crisis, which mm-hmm. started then just for, and it's idiotic. So at least in some ways, we're getting rid of discrimination. But on the other hand, as tech is going better, I'm literally on the news this week about Pence having his top secret whatever classifieds and Biden's top secret whatever classifieds to match Trump's top secret whatever classified documents. And the only question I have about this, and I tried to do it on the news, although I don't think anyone's hearing me when I'm saying this, is I don't understand why they're holding paper classified documents in the first place.
It makes no sense to me.
Like, I could get into the law.
We need younger politicians.
That's all I'm trying to say. Like, I could get into the law. We can talk about that. We could talk about it being recklessness or whether what the standards are and how, yes, I can tell you how Biden has no ability to get prosecuted because we know that the DOJ has a policy that you don't indict a sitting president, blah, 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 blah. But back to Alex's statement, it is a generalization, but I just want to understand, like, Who has paper? I just, I don't, like, I don't understand how we have the football. You know about the nuclear football? Do you know about this? The guy that follows the president around with the nuclear case?
Yep.
How we don't have a football of a secure line computer that goes with these people.
Right.
And they don't hold it. Like, there's two guys with guns that are part of, like, the Defense Department.
Right.
And their job is to hold the secure computer. And you can only access classified information on the secure computer.
That's a cool
and if
idea.
You touch the secure computer and you're not supposed to, you get shot like the alligator.
Oh my God.
No, like, I'm down with this. Like, like, why? I don't understand. Like, I
think,
like,
it's above your pay grade.
No, but it is above my pay grade. But here's the point. I'm, like, really angry about it. Like, I hear these hosts on radio shows that I'm on sometimes, more radio than TV, and they get, like, angry and they start yelling. And I never can understand how they're angry or yelling. And they're, like, mad at the border or mad. And I'm on the shows with them, and I'm trying to keep a straight face because I'm like, because when we're not on, they're, like, talking to me normally.
Right.
So I want, you know how, like, on commercial break?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm always wondering how they, like, turn on the yell.
Like out of nowhere. Well, like, once actors. The cameras start rolling, they just
it's, like,
for
amazing.
It. Yeah.
And some of them are better than others. But really, the only thing I've ever really been angry about, like, I'm sad about the shooting. I'm not angry.
Yeah.
I'm just sad for society.
Very, very sad.
I'm stressed, which I try not to be, about this ChatGPT. And the reason I'm stressed is not, honestly, because it's take over the world. It's because I am stressed that I haven't found a way to have enough time yet to understand how I'm going to leverage it.
Right.
And I'm stressed that I'm missing this opportunity.
You think it's going to get ahead of you.
It's going to get ahead of me. And I have, and I'm so there, and I could do, I just need to find time. But generally, I'm not angry about anything. I can be anxious. I can be stressed. I can be sad. Anger is not one of my big emotions. It's just not something I'm like, it's
that
not
me.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm like, I used to be very angry. There was a time, Alex, where we had an attorney that worked here, and they didn't prep for a trial the way they were supposed to. I told them, and I found out a week before our trial, and I threw an ashtray through the wall in the middle of the meeting.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
now you have
let's
that
just talk about the ashtray for a second.
Oh, well, my father smoked when we were partners. But
gross,
anyway,
gross.
I had issues, and I've figured it out, like, as far as anger. Like, very few things trigger me. I get sad. I get anxious. I get stressed. But anger is more like, whatever. Like, you to be angry, you have to decide that it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just, like,
you just don't care.
You let it go. Yeah.
It's not even I don't let it go. It's that I don't know how to let it come in the first place to let it go.
You don't let it come.
Yeah,
I
just don't let it come.
Yeah,
like,
you
it's
don't
never
have to let
got
it go
there.
If you never let it come. In the first place. Oh, that should be the name of this episode.
Ooh,
I like that.
If you don't let it come,
you don't need to let it go.
That could be a song.
Yeah, I feel like we're vibing right now. We're doing better than ChatGPT.
Yes, Chat couldn't come up with this one.
Well, it's Chat ALA. So there we go. But the thing is, I am literally angry every time. And I've been on a TV show probably a dozen times so far right now when it comes to these documents, whether it's Biden, Trump, or Pence. And they contrast it. They want to talk politics. And they want to talk about who's right, who's wrong, how one could do it, how they can have unclean hands, what gross negligence means, like I said before, which USCs, US codes are violated, what the penalties can be, who's going to get indicted, subpoenas. And the whole time, all I'm thinking the whole time is, what the fuck is wrong with these people and why do they have documents? Like, I just don't understand.
Like, that makes me angry. Documents went out in the last century.
And I get it. I want to put this out. If you run a pizza place, I get why you have paper. I get it. If you're a contractor, I get the paper. I get people that are just getting by and doing their thing and
have
a job.
They have their trade.
And they have a trade.
They never learned how to digitize the business management.
Yeah.
So it's not – but if you're Google, for example, and everyone in Google is going to a meeting and they bring a yellow pad to their meeting, there's something wrong there. And so, like, I think that's not okay.
You think there might be a reason that we just don't know? Like, maybe the technology right now, the hacking technology is so good and we just don't know that.
It's funny you ask because I asked ChatGPT. And no, I did.
AKA God.
No, ChatGPT I've been using as my therapist recently. So I asked for five reasons why we should keep it paper. And I asked for five reasons why it should become digital. And interestingly enough, ChatGPT did three of the same reasons for both. You said security.
Yeah.
And then it said like why paper was more secure. And then it said why digital was more secure.
Oh my gosh.
And so at the end of the day, they talked about, for example, you could lose something if you had like a server meltdown, and what would you do?
Right.
And that's why argument for paper.
That's a good
and you could have duplicate copies.
You can have a fire.
Well, then it said, just so we're clear, but you could also have multiple servers.
Right.
And just have redundancy.
Hack it up. Yeah.
And just have redundancy.
Right, but then you expose yourself to potentially more opportunities to be
true.
Hacked.
True. But and I agree
we
with that.
Do this all day. Yeah,
but right? I agree with that if you don't have the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, like when you have that again, if you're the plumber, I understand why you're still doing paper. But if you're the US fucking government, you can have an entire...
And you know they have the technology available.
Yeah.
So they're strategically not using it.
There is technology, we've done it on the show before, that they're using at the MSG, Madison Square Gardens, to facial recognize people they don't like that are blackballed and kick their ass out. They can do that.
That's crazy.
If they can do that, why does President Biden have a folder that says stamp secret on it? I just don't understand.
Is that Biden texting you?
Yeah, Biden calling you?
Well,
is it ChatGPT answering your question?
I got to tell you, I'm not taking the call because it's probably them telling me right now on the thing. They're going to tell me that this is a secure line, Mr. Lieb. Because maybe your point, Alex, is that all this paper isn't real anyway, and it's all a diversion, and it's just and they all have it digitized. Maybe I should stop being angry.
This is a conspiracy.
Well,
oh no!
Did you know I read that they finally figured out why more than 50% of Americans believe in conspiracies?
Why?
And did you read this, Lauren?
No, enlighten me.
So it's always been a wonder. So let's first give you some choices, and I want to go through it. Mm-hmm. Because you probably know people who believe in conspiracies, and I promise you they believe that they don't believe in conspiracies. But
that theirs is not a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah,
theirs
no.
is facts.
This one's real.
Yes.
So is it option A? Option A. They're really good researchers, and they find things by going down rabbit holes. That's one option. Mm-hmm. Option B, I just want to go through the options while we're doing this. This is why people possibly believe in conspiracies. They're empty and they're like saying, hey, I want to do it. Option C, they're uneducated and they don't really understand what's going on. So they're finding things, but it's bad conclusions. That's what I always thought it was. I want you to know, not that one.
Mm-hmm.
Option D. They have more self-confidence than everyone else, mm-hmm. and they are disproportionately confident for their intelligence level.
I think it's obviously option D.
It is option D. Is that wild?
I meet like the stupidest people that have the highest level of confidence, and you're like, how did you get that?
Yeah, yeah, it's like confidence.
Yeah.
But I think that I've been surprised some people who believe in conspiracy theories at least come across as being super intellectual. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Intellectual?
No, you're not intellectual, but like, you know, smart enough, like to where you don't immediately write them off as being dumb.
So it's not that they're dumb again.
Yeah.
That's the entire point. I thought it was because they were dumb. That's,
yeah.
And a lot of the people I know that believe in conspiracy theories also believe that when like a yellow bird flies over your head, that means something too. Like they have different things in their life.
They have
symbolisms.
Like other belief systems that are at play.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I think that's true. We're generalizing, but I think that is true. That there are like some superstitious elements to it.
Yes.
But also I think that there are people who are less inclined to just be spoon-fed whatever the government wants
them,
which is very independent and goes to the confidence thing again.
But I think that's something I would think, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that they're independent and don't want to believe what the government thinks. This is what the findings found in the study. It was just that they had unfounded self-confidence. That was the unifying link. Like they might be smart, but they think they're smarter.
Yeah, right. Like, okay. I need some of that confidence.
Right?
Give me some of that.
Their elementary school teachers give them really good excellent stickers and it got to their head.
Right, they got participation trophies.
Yes,
one
cookies.
Too many participation trophies.
Well, you're joking, but our son was just at 3.5 playing the drums at the band and now he thinks he's a great drummer.
He
and you
really
should
does.
hear Ari drumming. It's very heavy. headache. And he's like,
got that confidence.
He's got that confidence.
Doing it this morning, and our 9-year-old actually has to play the drums at school. So he has to take his little drum pad, and the 3-year-old goes, I want my drums now. And he really wants to be the drummer.
Yeah.
That's really funny. He has a lot of self-confidence.
Well, yeah. He's going to start believing in conspiracies. Like, I'm telling you. So I got to say, my biggest concern these days is how things are moving really fast. And we did that last week with ChatGPT. But then how some people are just so far behind. And so I want to give the contrast. And I think that, like, on one note, we're talking about a new app where you can go on to the Synthesia.io and create a commercial without paying actors.
You could do a training video.
They look real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's one thing. Sure. Alex is telling you about a dance competition where you're not even there. You're behind a green screen. Mm-hmm. Like, awesome things are happening. So awesome that I'm trying to figure out where I can not get shot,
right,
but live off grid,
right,
and have mojitos on the side of the beach, maybe in a coconut. And I have this vision. I'm going to have these cool sunglasses. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
You got to invite whoever's still printing documents at the White House. Well, that's, need to go there.
Well, that's the whole point, Alex. On the same note, we have people walking around with files and documents. And at the same point, we have these people that believe in conspiracies. Mm-hmm. Like Lauren said to me yesterday, she goes, isn't it interesting how many people cheat on their tax returns and why they don't fix that? Don't we have the technology? We put our tax returns in by paper, right?
It shouldn't even be available. For example, I have to mail my tax returns, like a business tax returns, to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Mail it. Right. Like, there's no electronic submission. I have to have it printed,
right,
with my wet signature, and I have to mail it. Meanwhile, there are so many people that are not paying their taxes or fraudulent or whatever it is. They're writing off their Maserati and doing all this shady stuff.
And Lauren, they have different.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, and they have different. That was good. Well, did you see, though, he argued that tax fraud isn't criminal this week. So
yeah.
That's
did you see
argument.
That he gave himself extra points at the golf match? Did you see that
thing? Well, he didn't show up to day one.
Yeah,
here's what happened.
And he just bonus fived himself.
He's like, it would be like going to the bar exam and being like, I missed day one, but I gave myself 100%.
He has his own handicap.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
But what I'm noticing is this contrast. And what I'm seeing, and I've been thinking a lot about this, and the U.S. government just makes me angry about how, like, why don't we have a digital submission that automatically has a GPT app going on in AI that cross-references your personal and business returns and understands
and
where
your
you're immediately.
Score.
So it shouldn't be. I hear Republicans, and I'm mad at you Republican people in
and
Congress.
He never gets mad.
Yeah.
he doesn't get angry.
But I am mad at them because
he's
here's what they make arguments about how, like, with Venmo, people are going to, now with reporting, there's more people that are going to get caught. The government's getting caught catching people on their tax fraud, you know? Mm-hmm. And you just said, and I agree with Donald Trump. I don't think tax fraud should be a crime. I don't. Here's what I think. Okay. I think they should have a GPT that doesn't allow you to commit tax fraud in the first place. So it's not fraud.
If you don't let it come. Yeah. You don't have to let it
That's
come.
What I'm trying to say, Alex. Like, why isn't it that it just says reject? Like you
Sorry.
Press the button.
Like, get that out of here.
Yeah, no. Like, I press the button to submit my tax and it goes, liar. Like, why does it say you just owe more money?
And makes you start all
over
again. Yeah,
like, and it should be like a really annoying form. That's your penalty. You have to do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just put my name in. No autofill for you. I see that. I want you to know that is the future in the next 5 years. You think about that. We're a first world country, though. And what I'm interested in is what's happening in El Salvador right now. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most interesting. What's happening in Iraq right now? What's happening in places where we have not the resources? Now, I can just liken it to our plumber. But our plumber is, with a paper, scratching things on a pad. It's so much more technologically sophisticated. Technologically, they have an iPhone.
Right.
These people in the third world country.
They take a picture of their bill and then they text the picture.
But they know how to take a picture, Lauren.
Uh-huh. They do.
Like, so I think the most fascinating thing is not just to go move to South America or Central America or an island on a boat, which I think is interesting, or live in a tech-free world. Mm-hmm. But the most fascinating thing is how to use your technological know-how from the U.S. into the developing world in the next 10 years and leverage that, because you'll be so far ahead of them, even if you're not ahead here, to be able to make your life awesome. Just a thought. This is the Leapcast.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentoleap.com.